The Art and Science of Wholeness, a course of the University of Healing in Campo, California. The Art and Science of Wholeness Introduction. The Undergraduate College of the University of Healing. The entire textbook of the Art and Science of Wholeness is available in 34 sections, including each of the 30 chapters as read by Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. The index has Dedication, Art and Science of Wholeness, Introduction, Search for God, and the Preface. The chapters are Chapter 1, I Am That I Am. Chapter 2, My Plan for Creation. Chapter 3, Word. Chapter 4, Consciousness. Chapter 5, My Measure. Chapter 6, Perfection. Chapter 7, Law. Chapter 8, Truth. Chapter 9, Spiritual Development. Chapter 10, Basis of Understanding. And then we have an epilogue to the first 10 chapters. Chapter 11, Treatment. Chapter 12, Oneness. Chapter 13, Prayer. Chapter 14, Cleansing the Temple. Chapter 15, Spiritual Healing. Chapter 16, Stages of Consciousness. Chapter 17, Be Still and Know. Chapter 18, Key. Chapter 19, Thinking and Creating. And Chapter 20, Idea. And then the final series. Chapter 21, Good and Evil. Chapter 22, Master. Chapter 23, Union. Chapter 24, Spiritual Illumination. Chapter 25, Pure Consciousness. Chapter 26, Achieve Pure Consciousness. Chapter 27, Our Real Existence. Chapter 28, Soul. Chapter 29, Meditation. Chapter 30, Supply. And conclusion, Is It Worth the Price? Dedication. With all my love, I dedicate this book to my mother, Ella Kammer Byerly. She shared her gift of caring with me and her world as an outstanding sharer and teacher. She lived her life from within her eternal smile. She found divinity in everyone. Her example guided many to their own higher calling. Her ability to draw the best out of each of us continues as an inspiration to the world. The Art and Science of Wholeness. The Art and Science of Wholeness, the undergraduate program of the University of Healing, gives the foundation to all healing work. It is the basic course for the University of Healing. The course is designed around a 30-lesson format covering the major aspects of man's relationship to God and God's relationship to man. Unique in its presentation approach, Art and Science of Wholeness speaks in the first person God, speaking to its revelation, its creation, explaining how and why it was revealed, created, as it is. God explaining the revelation creation to its revelation creation so that it might better understand and reveal its native purpose as designed by God. The same lesson is read out loud 3 times daily for 7 days at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A quiz of 10 questions and 1 essay question is given for each lesson, sent to the student by the Office of the Dean upon receipt of the completed previous lesson question. There are 30 chapters or lessons to be read over 30 weeks. As the student genuinely seeks to reveal the divinity that is strong within, he takes 30 minutes 3 times daily to read each chapter aloud to himself thoroughly and thoughtfully. As each student diligently applies himself to the proper study of the course, his life is completely changed, because it is newly directed to the highest and the greatest which is within him. Begin this course with an uncomplicated approach, with a love of truth, and with meticulous closeness to the detail of the daily reading. So when the undergraduate program is completed, the student is ascended into a higher state of spiritual, mental, and physical consciousness. A quote from the Buddha: "A philosophy comprehensive enough to embrace the whole of knowledge is indispensable. A system of meditation which will produce the power of concentrating the mind on anything whatsoever is indispensable. An art of living which will enable us to utilize all our actions as our best aids on the path is indispensable. Be alert and strive incessantly." The University of Healing is a California Religious Educational Corporation. The University of Healing qualifies for exclusion pursuant to the California Educational Code, CDE, PP94739BC, and has current status as a nonprofit religious educational corporation under the corporation's code. The University of Healing is not a California private secondary educational institute as that term is defined in California law. The University of Healing Correspondence College is accredited by God Unlimited Church of Meditation, Teaching, and Healing. The University of Healing confers non-academic theological degrees upon its graduates. The Art and Science of Wholeness, Introduction. The art and science of wholeness is practiced by me every day in my life. I am seldom aware of what an important part this art and science plays in my daily life, but the effect in my world of experience is obvious and definite. I become aware of the law and principles which govern me and my affairs, and I direct them constructively for my highest good. The University of Healing is an educational institution based on a spiritual foundation to open my consciousness to its highest and greatest potential, to my divine nature. To reveal my divine nature, I first come to understand that I am divinely caused, that I am revealed, created by God to express its universal nature of perfection here and now, and that I am God. That I have no other purpose for being than to express this divine direction and to reveal the fullness that life has only vaguely suggested to my revealing creative mind. Strangely enough, the very purpose of the University of Healing, to reveal that perfection which dwells within me, teaches me to expand beyond all formal teachings. The University of Healing teaches me how to find the one intelligence, peace, power, and presence of the only revealing creative cause, God, right within. Once this is done, there is no further need for an exoteric institution. The outer then becomes a reflection of the esoteric presence within, and everything is complete, beautiful, and perfect. The University of Healing has as its further purpose to reveal me as a minister and practitioner, as I am a living example of what I discovered from within, as I spread the philosophy of the universality of God. As a minister, I develop a church, teaching, and counseling center throughout the world. I live by the principles taught throughout all time and expressed by the wise teachers of all ages, including Zoroaster, 8,000 years ago. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. And reaffirmed by Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Lao Tse, Jesus, in the Golden Rule. Their lives are meaningful as they are catalysts in the expression of their life and my life, the life of their revealed creation. Anyone, any age, any educational background, may attend the University of Healing to follow the program and reveal their God nature to its highest and greatest potential. The search for God. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, said Lao Tse. As I enter the study of spiritual healing, I am taking my final step on my journey within myself, to knowing who and what I really am. And most important for me to understand at the very beginning is that I am God. I am God, God I am. I am the revealing creator of the universe. I am the universal God. I am the microcosm and the macrocosm. I am the unfolded God. I am God. I am, in fact, all of God. So as I begin this trip in consciousness, in awareness of myself, I do so with the full intent of revealing my true nature. I do so expressing my dignity, the dignity of my being, which was before the beginning. These lessons prove most beneficial to me and bring me the most rapid development in consciousness and awareness as I read them 3 times daily, spending a period of 1 week on each lesson, reading them out loud to myself, to me, privately. I go into a quiet place where I will not be disturbed and where no one will hear me but myself. And I speak these words affirmatively, enthusiastically, vitally expressing them upon my human nature, that I am a spiritual being, I am God. As I do this positively and with an enthusiastic conviction, I outwardly express the inward truth about myself, that I am God. This develops a new habit within me. Just as I get up every morning, just as I prepare myself for the day's activities, just as I have certain routines which I perform in preparation to carrying out my daily activities, so too, I make my recognition of my God self a part of my daily routine. As I do this, I no longer have daily routines. I have only one daily activity, which is speaking from my God self, from my I am, that I am awareness. As I do this, my life is a round of demonstrations completed and living my true nature. I will not seek light in the world. I am the light. I will not see healing in for the world. I am perfect health. For the world will no longer be in darkness, nor will it be in need of health. I view all from my pure consciousness, from the level of perfection. As I do this, I recognize health and harmony in my life and affairs, world peace, abundance, and the hundreds of desires of mankind met. I express my divine nature, my Christhood, my God self. For I am the I am. God is all I am right now. Let my love, like sunlight, surround you, and yet give you illumined freedom, said Tagore. God Unlimited teaches the eternal principles through which I reveal my inherent purity and integrity, live a fulfilled life, and understand myself and my creation. God Unlimited teaches the eternal principles through which I reveal my inherent purity and integrity, live a fulfilled life, and understand myself and my creation. God Unlimited teaches the eternal principles through which I reveal my inherent purity and integrity, live a fulfilled life, and understand myself and my creation. The Preface. As I read these words and accept a clear grasp of what has been stated, I claim the ideas as possible fully revealed in my life. Within every line are hidden meanings that make worthwhile my study of all of these materials. It is crystal clear to me as I proceed. These words are the realization of my real self. They make me conscious of my God presence indwelling. They provide me with stepping stones from the appearance world everlasting, the infinite world of reality, the only true world. These teachings, philosophically and psychologically, are programmed to be read out loud 3 times every day. I study 1 chapter each week, and as I read the chapter over 3 times each day, it sets in motion within my consciousness a new pattern of thinking, which reveals itself to me as my more perfect life. The steps are simple. Put to the test of time and patience, it functions. As a child practicing the scales, before he knows it, he is revealing the hidden talent, which before was unrecognized and unexpected. I allow the unrecognized and unexpected truth about myself to come forth, with steadfast attention to the daily repetitious study of these truths. My present life becomes history, and my new life is glorious, for I am God, the allness of God, the eternity of God, right now.